Welcome to another episode of The Dream Take. My name is Mike Brown. I will be joined shortly by the GOAT himself, Jeremy Brenner, live from Orlando, Florida. Jeremy, what's going down?
Hey, Mike, what's happening?
Well, there's a lot happening, Jeremy. The Rockets win a game. I cannot tell you how excited I am to do a show where we don't suck royally on a basketball court.
Yeah, I mean, tonight's game wasn't perfect, but of course, you want to take the victories when you can get them, especially when you are a Rockets fan. So, hey, we'll take it. A lot of asterisks on this one. Some things I didn't particularly like, but
ooh, spicy. I like it. There's no asterisks on tonight. We played without Tate. They played without Luka. It's fair.
Oh, that's right. We did play without Tate. Okay, then it is fair.
Excuse and me. Bruno Fernando. So basically, we had the short straw tonight.
And I guess we played on the road. So.
And on the road, no Garrison Matthews didn't play tonight. Boban didn't play. I mean, we were basically playing.
Maybe that's why they've been losing so much. Free Boban. Yeah. Free Boban.
Pass. Okay. A hard pass on that one. Let's get to the box score tonight. Tonight, this is what? Game 15? This was the best game Jabari Smith played all year, in my opinion. Bar none. I know he only had 10 points and 9 rebounds. He only shot 3 of 10 from the field. Defensively, he had 2 of the 412 blocks for the Rockets tonight. It felt like, but his defense was spectacular tonight.
That's why Jabari Smith was taken third overall, and it's why a 100%. Lot of people thought he would be the number one pick. I mean, that is and hopefully it just grows from here, but I think Jabari Smith arrived tonight.
He did. No, he 100% did. I watched this game from beginning to end. There was not one play where he was not engaged defensively, and he hit a couple big shots. Alperen Şengün, 14 points, 7 rebounds. He had 5 blocks tonight and only 2 fouls. Good for him. I was happy for Al P tonight.
Yeah.
I liked it. I liked what he brought to the floor tonight.
A lot of early offense from Al P, which I think is huge. I think it's important early in the game when you're trying to get into a rhythm that you have something that is like a sure bet. Like, I feel like the surest bet on the Rockets, if you just say get me 2 points, I'm going to Şengün in the post. I feel like that's the most likely way the Rockets can score is by feeding Şengün in the post, and they went to him early, and I think that was a big part of the game plan, and it's ultimately why I don't want to see him leave the starting lineup. I think he's been proven him. I think he's proven himself to be one of the best offensive players the Rockets have at the moment.
Yeah, it's hard to disagree. Defensively, he was great tonight. Sean makes a good point. The Mavs are hot garbage without Luka. Like that team is.
I thought we said no asterisks.
There's no asterisk. No. There's no asterisk.
If there was one,
Jeremy, I'm not putting an asterisk on anything. Okay.
Yeah, you know, you look. You have to play the team that's in front of you. Tonight we played Dallas without Luka on the second half of a back-to-back, but that's who the Rockets had to play. So, you know, that's a win in my book.
And six game winning streak tonight for Dallas snapped. Eric Gordon, 31 minutes, 3 of 9 from the field, hit a big 3 late, so I got to give him credit there. He had 10 points. He was a plus 13 when he was on the floor tonight. So good things from EG tonight. I still don't love him playing 31 minutes. I don't care what game it is, but I got to give credit where credit is due. He hit a big shot, and he had some nice moments tonight.
Is exactly like why you still have EG is because he creates some kind of, I guess, like calamity on the court. That's what he represents, and he's not going to make, you know, dumb mistakes as much as the other players are. I'm not saying he's going to be mistake free, but he gives you a veteran presence out there that can maybe calm the team down when they're going all helter skelter.
I hear you. That's a different conversation for a different day, but we're not going there tonight. Jeremy Brenner, we're talking all things Amen. Good tonight. KPJ. Hey to the men. Kevin Porter Jr. tonight. I wonder where you fall with this performance from him tonight. I saw a lot of hate on the timeline on KPJ. I think the complete opposite. He had 17 points tonight. He led the team tonight, or I guess he was tied for the best plus minus tonight with Usman Garuba. He had 17 points. He had 11 rebounds. He had 8 assists. He did have 5 turnovers. He had 3 blocks tonight. I actually thought this was a really solid performance from KPJ tonight.
When I think of KPJ's role moving forward with this team, tonight is kind of how I see it. Someone that's going to do you a little bit of everything. And that is like, and he's not a traditional point guard. And I don't think he ever will be. Right. But the fact that he's able to do all of these things on the same night and be consistent with it shows his value. And
yep.
I think tonight, the team Scoot is feeling really happy about this. I think, and a lot of those points that he had 17 points, I want to say half of those came in the fourth quarter down the stretch. So clutch performance as well tonight from KPJ. Really happy to see that from him, especially yep. after the other night.
Jalen Green struggled a little bit tonight offensively, but I thought he had some really bright moments tonight. He was a plus 9 tonight, 17 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists. He had a block. Your starting backcourt had 10 turnovers tonight, which it's hard to win games when your backcourt has 10 turnovers. But the starting backcourt of the Rockets between KPJ and Jalen Green, 34 points, a combined plus 25, 4 blocks, 14 assists, and 18 rebounds. Yeah, that's a solid night, Jeremy, yeah, overall.
And the thing is you know, you said it, Mike, and kind of led with it, is that the Rockets won tonight, but they could have played a lot better.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that that's important to note. Sean mentions in the chat, Jalen has had at least 6 assists in the last 4 games. So you're starting to see a little bit more of this. You know, James Piercy wrote an article about how KPJ and Jalen, should they swap roles? And a lot of that has to do with the fact that Jalen is kind of distributing the ball a little bit more. But in my opinion, like the way that they can go about this, they can be kind of like, and I'm obviously not like, this is not like an apples to apples comparison, but DeJounte Murray and Trae Young are both 2-point guards, but they're playing in, you know, they're playing next to each other. So they share those duties as a backcourt, and I think that's kind of the vision that a Jalen KPJ backcourt brings, is that they can both score, they can both distribute the ball, they can both create plays for others, and you're basically using two people to do the most important job on the team, to run the offense. So giving that responsibility to two different people is kind of how it needs to be in the NBA in today's day and age. You need more than one playmaker on the court. You need someone that's going to create for others and for each other. And that's the vision that KPJ and Jalen had. And we saw part of that vision tonight. I think that it's still a work in progress, obviously. The 10 turnovers you don't necessarily like to see. I think the team had, what, 24 turnovers, something like that?
They had 20 turnovers tonight.
20 turnovers. I mean, that's still a little bit higher than you want.
Yeah.
But, again, that goes to say the Rockets can still do a lot better, and yet they still got the win tonight. So I think you're starting to see a little bit of those wheels turning.
Usman Garuba tied for the best plus minus tonight. 12 points, 9 boards, 22 minutes. Jeremy, I got to tell you, he's not, I mean, he had 3 blocks tonight. He's not the rim defender that I thought he would be yet, but man, do I like me some Usman Garuba. That goon squad of him, KJ Martin, we're going to talk about him next, and Tari Eason. First of all, there needs to be a t-shirt made of those 3 guys on it, and I would buy it in about 3 milliseconds. Usman was good tonight, man. Another good night for Usman.
Dare I say the best
Garuba
has played in a Rockets uniform?
Yeah. I mean,
It's definitely up there if it's not the number one. But
yeah,
this is exactly like kind of what I said with Jabari. This is the reason you took Usman Garuba in the draft, is he has this plus defender kind of body. And look, I mean, the Rockets had more blocks. I think it said on the broadcast, like, more blocks today than they have in any game in the last 10 years.
Yeah, their franchise record was is 20. So they were one off of that tonight with 19 blocks.
But 19 blocks, like, that doesn't – like, no. That's not some small feat. That should definitely be praised, and it's why the Mavs were held to under 100 tonight. You know, the Rockets in defense have, you know, not been very good friends the last 2 years. But tonight, it's really nice to see that this is kind of coming along, and I really hope they can use this game. Because, I mean – we've seen like bits and pieces of it throughout the season so far, but it has never once on any given night like really hit all at once. And I feel like they can really use this game and turn it into a lot of momentum for them moving down the line, especially with a bunch of home games coming up. I'm really looking forward to seeing how the Rockets respond from this game and if they can take this and build off it. You know, last year around this time, Mike, was the 7-game win streak. You know, they took one win and then they said, you know what, let's build another one and let's build another one. That's what this team needs right now, is they need to start stacking these wins so that they can, you know, build some confidence for themselves. Because I think that's a big reason why the team is where it is right now, is because they haven't had any momentum go their way. Tonight is a momentum builder for the Rockets, and they need to use this night and run with it.
I agree. KJ Martin, 10 points tonight, 4 of 5 from the field. He had one of the most filthy blocks on Christian Wood I've seen in a while, period, end of story. But for him, that block, he was levitating in the air when he blocked Christian Wood. And I'll say this on a personal level. After a game like tonight, I'm really happy Christian Wood is not a Rocket, because his antics tonight, I mean, he's, you know, pounding his chest. He's doing this and that. Good riddance. Enjoy Dallas. Enjoy being a sixth man. And enjoy getting knocked out in the first round this year, Christian.
I think you could tell that Christian Wood really wanted to put on.
Oh, 100%. Tonight, 100%.
But I also think the Rockets felt somewhat of the same way. And look at the scoreboard. I mean, Christian Wood had 25 points, something like that.
26.
The Rockets came away with the win, and that's ultimately what matters.
I totally agree. Tari Eason, 8 points, 7 rebounds, 2 turnovers. Jeremy, like, even on a night like tonight.
Play Tari Eason.
Yeah, why is he not? Why is he only playing 18 minutes?
Because, like, he's competing with a bunch of people for minutes, and I don't necessarily.
I'm not going there. Don't go there. Don't do it.
Well, I mean.
Don't get me pissed off, Jeremy.
Jabari Smith, KJ, he's competing against Şengün for minutes. You know, there's a lot of people that he's fighting with for minutes, and, you know, and I think he's still doing a decent job, but, like, you know, it's amazing to me how, like, I've seen this, like, I'm not surprised at all that Tari's doing what he's doing, and I've seen it since we got him in June. Like, I'm so excited for him. You know who I really want to bring on the podcast one night?
Garrison Matthews.
Tari's mom. Matthews would be fun too, but Tari's mom.
Yeah, Roy, for real, right?
You're listening to this podcast,
which you should be.
Give us a DM, and we'll get you on the show. I love her energy on Twitter. It you can tell that Tari's gonna work. Like, I don't like. I'll tell you this: Tari's probably within my top three on this roster right now to who I am confident in will be on the next Rockets playoff team.
Ooh, okay. I like that. We all know you're going to go Boban, him, and Deshaun Nix, correct?
I mean, yeah, I didn't think the other two needed to be said, but.
Yeah, right. No, I mean, look, man, he's so much fun. And he's, you know what he is, Jeremy? He is tough. I mean, he is a tough SOB, man.
I just have no notes. No notes, left no crumbs.
Yes.
No notes for Tari. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know who he reminds me of a lot is a very young, obviously. He's got a Vernon Maxwell vibe to me. I don't know. I don't know if that's fair, and that's pretty big shoes to fill, but his energy is Vernon to me.
Like, I tell you what.
He feels Vernon Maxwell, you know what I mean?
You know, the thing about Tari Eason, if I were coaching basketball, like to a kid,
yeah,
I would say watch Tari Eason play.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't, like, you can say yes, like go watch Luka, go watch Giannis, go watch Jokic, and you know, all of those guys, obviously those are great players and you want to try to be those guys. And Tari is also a physical specimen. I mean, he's in the NBA and he's, you know, a big player, but he's not necessarily the most gifted basketball player, but his effort is going to get him in the league for 10 to 15 years, I believe. Honestly,
bingo.
I really do think as long as he stays healthy, Tari's got a 10 to 15 year career ahead of him. And it's because he plays the way he plays. So if I'm a coach, if I'm a basketball coach, I'm showing my kids Tari Eason film and show them that's who you would want on a team like that, because you got to fill out the teams. Like, the stars will come. Like, we got Jalen Green. We've got, you know, Kevin Porter. Like, those guys are there. Tari's a star in his own right, but it's for different reasons. And, like, that is why. And KJ's got a little bit of that, too. KJ's got a little bit about that, too. But KJ also has more athleticism. And I just feel like now we're finally seeing with KJ that he's using that athleticism and he knows how to use it.
If there's two guys on this team that if I'm coaching basketball, I want my kids to model their game after, it's Tari Eason and Jabari Smith Jr. And I would show them tonight's film on Jabari Smith Jr. Because there wasn't one time tonight, Jeremy, in his 30 minutes on the court that he was not moving, talking defensively. He's going after rebounds. And he was 3 of 10 from the field tonight. But he made game-winning plays defensively.
Locksmith.
And finishing out the box score breakdown, Josh Christopher, 5 minutes, non-factor. Deshaun Nix did have another three tonight. He's shooting like a ridiculous, like 47% from the three-point line this year. Outside of that, he's pretty useless, but that's another talk for another day. You look ahead on the schedule, Jeremy. So you look at, they play Friday night. Who are they playing Friday? So
they play Indiana Friday.
Indiana Friday, Golden State Sunday. Then they've got 4 days off. That's crazy, man. Like, that's wild.
Thanksgiving next week, so.
Yeah. By the way, happy early Thanksgiving.
Thank you, too.
So, I mean, looking ahead, you said that you think that this is going to be a platform for them to jump off on. I think they got a good shot at winning this game Friday against Indiana.
You got to take the game. Like, look, the Rockets have played four home games out of 15. It's by far the least amount in the NBA. Every team has played at least more than five home games. The Rockets have played four. And that is, a lot of people are saying, like, you know, oh, like, you know, the product's bad, and that's true. But I really do think that we're going to start progressing to the mean a little bit, or at least to where this Rockets team should be. And look, I mean, you've got Jabari Smith played in his, 15 games so far, but he sat a couple because he was sick or whatever. Yeah. So, like, this is them on game 15. Like, imagine where we will be on game 30, game 45, game 82. Like, this is going to continue to get better. Like, I know it feels bad. Like, 2-12 is not a great start, and they're now 3-12. It's not a great start. Let's be real. But I do think that this is a sign that good things are coming soon, and it's going to come down to, just playing teams that are a little bit more beatable, getting home and getting into a rhythm, and learning how to play with each other. Like, I think another thing too was, like, the one play that stands out to me from Jabari on the offensive end tonight was that pick and pop three that really in the fourth quarter that really put them away. I feel it was a stepping stone to get them to the victory. You know, like, the plays like that, like small things, are going to start, you know, building and becoming more apparent, and you know, you're going to add that to the offense. Big boost of confidence tonight, I think, too, for Jabari. So, ultimately, it's these small little things that you use to build this team. And the Rockets, I think, are just starting from the very bottom. And I think we maybe had expectations that this team would be a little bit better than where they are currently. But I also think it's because the team just has played really a tough schedule to start, and they're still figuring each other out. But the more they figure each other out, the better the product will be, I feel.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to – trust me, I'm not taking a long walk off the short pier of happiness after tonight. I mean, beating the Mavericks without Luka, it is what it is. I mean, in all seriousness, it's a win, and I'm going to take a win. These kids – and I'm not going to say these guys, Jeremy, because they're not guys for the most part. These are kids playing. Mm-hmm. By NBA standards, these kids deserve a win like tonight.
I say this. I'm 24. If you're younger than me, you're a kid.
Well, I mean, that's fair.
More than half of this roster is younger than I am. So that's,
yeah,
like, that's insane.
I mean, I'm 32, so nearly the entire team is younger than me.
Hey, Eric Gordon. Eric Gordon's still there.
Oh God, please don't bring that up. Please,
when he leaves, you're gonna be older than everybody.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
What about Boban? Boban 32?
Oh God, Boban looks like he's like 62 years old. Like, I'm not even kidding.
Boban will probably still be playing when he's 62 years old.
Boban is 34.
Okay, so he's the oldest player on the team.
Yeah, no, he definitely is.
Okay.
I will say, man, but it was after doing these shows the last couple of weeks, it's fun to have something fun to talk about, you know? Like, they showed some progressions tonight. They showed, you know, some things tonight that they haven't shown in recent weeks. They showed some toughness, to be fair, Jeremy. Like, they rolled over and died on a couple of these games in recent weeks. They didn't do that tonight. They toughened up tonight. And when you play guys like KJ Martin and Tari Eason and Usman Garuba, you ain't going to lose in a street fight. You know what I'm saying? And it was fun to watch them tonight, man. I'm fired up about tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it reminds me of the last one they had against Orlando.
Yeah.
I was there, right? So I was in the building, and – there was so much energy from that game because they were like, and this was like the win against Orlando was a totally different type of win. Like, they won that game strictly because they were just extremely hot. Tonight they won it because they were extremely strong on the defensive end.
And by the way, we haven't talked about this. I don't care what your record is. I don't care what day of the week it is. When any team in Dallas loses, it's a good day for H-Town. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. We have time, I think, real quick for our caller. Would you agree with that?
I agree.
Let's go. Adam, welcome to the show, my man. How are you?
Hey, thanks for kind of letting me on. I really don't have a lot to add. Maybe kind of somebody else can add. I don't want to bring the room down.
Don't do it.
I'm not going to do it. So I'm going to kind of bow.
Shut up, Jeremy.
No. I agree with you. You know, the team deserves to kind of feel good about themselves. You know, my feelings are more so about the last 9 out of 10 games, more so than this one win. I don't necessarily think this will carry over, but you know, let's enjoy this for now. I'm gonna bow.
My man. Look, Jeremy, I gotta say, I'm going to start Thanksgiving week off because it technically starts tomorrow. And yes, I am celebrating Thanksgiving for a week. I'm thankful for tonight's win.
I'm celebrating it for the month.
Oh, okay. Real quick before we sign off, what is on the Jeremy Brenner Thanksgiving plate?
Mac and cheese.
Oh, yes.
Sweet potatoes.
Ooh, wait, the casserole or just like straight sweet potatoes?
Just like mashed sweet potatoes with the marshmallow on top.
Oh, yes.
A little bit of green. So like a broccoli or a green bean.
Okay.
Got to have some healthy thing in there.
You don't have to. I totally disagree.
Cornbread.
Ooh, okay.
Stuffing. Are you a... Stuffing is an honorable mention. That's on the side plate. But ooh, cornbread is a must on my Thanksgiving plate.
Jacob says, I feel like y'all had the same exact Thanksgiving food conversation last year.
It's
entirely true. Turkey or ham?
Neither.
Ooh. Are you going Cornish hen?
Well, I'm a good Jew, Michael Brown, so I don't eat ham.
Okay. Okay. Wow. And, okay, there it is.
I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's just like, you know, I eat a lot of turkey in my, like, I'll have ground turkey in my diet. I have this really good, like, ground turkey taco thing that I make. I'll tell you about it later on.
Okay.
Different conversation, different episode. But
yes.
You know, I think one year I had like turkey on Thanksgiving, like for Thanksgiving meal, and it just like it's just too dry for me. I don't know why. And look, if you're gonna tell me, can I have mac and cheese or can I have turkey? I'm gonna choose mac and cheese. Like
no.
So if I can just have an extra mac and cheese, like it's like, why do I need turkey? You know?
Because you need the turkey. Like a turkey, first of all, I think cranberry sauce is the most overrated thing on a Thanksgiving table. I don't get it at all.
I'm on that wavelength.
Yeah, like, and stuffing too. Stuffing can go too. Mashed potatoes, turkey, mac and cheese with a little bacon in it with some Thousand Island dressing drizzled on top and put me in front of the television with football on. It's the greatest holiday of the year. I don't care what anybody says. It's better than Christmas. It's better than 4th of July. It's better than Halloween. Thanksgiving by a freaking mile as best holiday of the year.
It's my mom's favorite, so.
Well, good.
I enjoy it for my mom. I would say it's definitely not my number one.
Yeah.
But it is definitely like it's better than average.
That's fair. And the World Cup's on this year, so that's fun. But let's get back to Rockets basketball. I think this is a phenomenal place to park the rocket ship. Thank you all so much for joining us tonight after the Rockets destroyed the Dallas Mavericks. That's right, Jeremy. I used the term destroyed the Dallas Mavericks tonight, 101-92. We will be back live with you here on Spotify Live on Friday after the Rockets improve their one-game winning streak to a two-game winning streak after they beat the Indiana Pacers. Tip-off for that game is at 7 o'clock. We'll be live here on Spotify Live as soon as that game is over. If you're on Twitter, make sure to follow The Dream Take at The Dream Take. You can follow the mothership of The Dream Take, The Dream Shake, at Dream Shake SBN. You can follow my co-pilot, Jeremy Brenner, on Twitter at
Jeremy Brenner, that's Jeremy Brenner. You can follow my co-pilot, Michael Brown, on Twitter at
MikeBrown_2020. If you're on Facebook, search The Dream Shake. Give us a like there. Finally, head on over to thedreamshake.com for all things Houston Rockets all the time. Once again, your very happy final from Dallas tonight. Rockets win 101-92. We'll talk with you on Friday night, Rockets fans. And until next time, go Rockets.